The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Morning Extra, live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m., only on Extra 106.3.
Morning, y'all. Appreciate you being up with us early. If you're headed out the door, 404-741-1230 is the number. If you get into some sort of thought process, like, I want to reach out and talk about this with somebody, and, you know, it's really early, so you can't really call many people. You can call us. We're up with you.
Yeah, if you're angry.
Yes, that's right. Call us.
Oh, your friends will not be impressed with you calling at 6:03 in the morning to complain about whatever's going on in the country.
Exactly right. And there's a lot
going
on.
We're fine with it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We actually kind of live for it.
Although, if you do want to call your friend, we could conference that and laugh
yes,
about it.
Absolutely.
Hello, Dave. Yeah. Jeff wanted to call you.
Yeah, that's right.
And talk about inflation.
That's right. Dave is freaking hanging up the phone and saying, don't ever call me back. He's not friends with Jeff anymore.
Dave! Dave! I just spent $175 in gas.
And I'm pissed. I got to get it off my chest. And
FJB!
That's right. That's right. Hashtag FJB.
I mean, let's go Brandon.
That's right. Yeah. You were rocking the FJB t-shirt.
I was.
76 United.
Man, I got three colors in that, and it's the most popular. Even walking down the hall, there's another company on the backside of the building. This woman goes, I love your shirt.
Yeah, right.
And I go, people say that more than any other shirt I've ever worn in my life. Yeah, like, I can literally wear any shirt. Nobody gives me compliments the way they do with my hashtag FJB.
I don't have anything in three. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have a pair of jeans that's the same. There's three. Or even two, for that matter. You got three of the same shirt.
well, they're all different colors.
No, yeah. Right. But I'm just saying.
You have to have one for outfits.
Right. I guess so. Yeah, you'll be able to pair them up.
I'm not
folks.
An animal.
You got to pair them up. This guy's got style.
It's like, listen, if one's dirty, I got two more.
Right.
I'm good.
The funny part is, I was in a gas station. And these people were not happy with my shirt at all. And one woman's like, that shirt's disgusting. And I'm like, what do you mean it's disgusting? She goes, for what it stands for. I go, FootJoy brand? And she goes, oh. I thought it meant something else. I go, it does.
I'm fired right back at her. And that pissed her off even worse.
Yeah, of course it did.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm a little bit of an instigator sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it
kind of
shows occasionally.
It is one of my favorite things about Rhino is that Rhino just kind of goes like, here's me. Here's how it is.
Yeah,
and you deal with it. And that's it. That's how it is. That's how it goes.
Typically, the left loves that. You know? I don't know why they don't in that case.
Well, again, this is the epitome of the new right. I have an opinion. I'll put it on a t-shirt, I'll wear it right in front of you, and you got to deal with it.
That's right.
How it goes.
What are you going to do about it?
Right. I'm going to be angry.
Show me how tolerant you are.
Yeah, that's exactly. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
The tolerant left is everything but tolerant.
Well, it's clutch the pearls and go, oh, that's, I
how
can't believe
you?
That you would show your conservative values in public.
How I'm so you? Mad, I'm going to go bomb a crisis pregnancy center.
That's right. Yeah, for sure. Right. It's funny, and I know we'll talk about it a little later, but I was just reading in Louisiana, the last two abortion clinics are set to shut down. And I'm like, how could that be the case?
Yeah.
You know, if it's reproductive health and abortion is the only thing that you can't perform in Louisiana now, why would you need to shut down if that's one aspect? What about the rest of everything?
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Again, it's a profit center when it comes to killing children. And when you suddenly restrict it down to here's the only amount that we'll allow, they look at it and they go, it's not worth it.
Reproductive
Let's move
health.
On to somewhere else where we can go ahead and term your babies.
Reproductive health, Rhino, means abortion.
It sure does.
It doesn't mean anything else. It's one thing. That's it.
Well, it's like Planned Parenthood. I mean, and they're
Fair
now
point.
Spending $50 million on advertisements for political campaigns to support abortion. So that would tell you right there, if somebody's going to spend $50 million in a political campaign when you're saying that you're a pregnancy help center or that you're a women's reproductive health center, that's obviously a lie if your major funding is going to go to advertising to support your bottom line. And that's exactly what the Planned Parenthood is doing. Instead of saying, hey, let's work on personal responsibility. Here's some birth control. Here's some condoms. Here's some other things. What they're doing is just continuing continually saying, hey, the best prevention of getting pregnant is by terminating your pregnancy. Sure. It's just a sick and scary thought. And it's so transparent from this company that, hey, no, this is what we want to do. We want to continually abort children.
It's alarming. It's disgusting. It's I can't wrap my head around it. But the people that support this, like, I don't feel like, even women who are in support of their right to choose as they would describe it, even them, how can they look at what's happening and not understand that it is indeed, like you're saying, Lois, an industry?
Mm-hmm. Well, it always has been.
How can they not see that?
Well, when you look at
or not care.
Well, if you understand that Planned Parenthood is handing out bonuses based on how many did we get this year, that's like Grim Reaper disgusting sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's gross.
Yeah.
We're the bad people for wanting to support people who want to not raise the child, but maybe find them a suitable home for them. Even, you know, look, even if it's a gay couple that wants to adopt, even though, you know, sometimes we got to really look into that. But either way, if it's an adoption and you're looking to save that life, I mean, that's not a bad thing. Or the fact that you, myself, Carlos, can go, hey, listen, babies have a heartbeat. They are living. We want to protect that. Oh, no, you're bad. Yeah. We're bad for that.
Right.
Not for killing the children. No. You're good for killing the children. We're bad for trying to find them a home and allow God's child to maybe grow up to be something great, like a Tim Tebow, like many that have, you know, were scheduled to be aborted throughout this country. I mean, there are great people in this world that have been scheduled to be aborted and their parents made a decision at the last minute and said, hey, no, let's see what happens. And they turn out to be something really spectacular.
It's like we talk about all the time with the Rules for Radicals thing. It's blame the other side for what you're actually doing. And there's something that's happening with Title IX right now that's kind of the same way. And so basically, Title IX, they've added something in there that now says if you identify that the new rule would change sex to, instead of sex, anybody who identifies as a sex. You know, so like if you're a transgendered woman, I think I said that correctly, now you qualify under Title IX. So much like you're saying that with the, we're protecting life and we care about life and that's being deemed as bad. Much like with Title IX, it was supposed to protect women's sports, and yet you're changing it to allow it. So who's the bad guy in this?
Yeah.
And it does nothing but hurt women. And we're the ones that are being they're being told that we're terrible because we want to protect women's sports.
So I did watch the Netflix Manti Te'o thing that came out.
Oh, you told us about it. Yeah.
I highly recommend it. It's a two-part series. It's the girlfriend that didn't exist, and this is from 2012. And the person who perpetrated all of this stuff on him is clearly a mentally ill person who ended up going trans. Mm-hmm. And so it's when you start to hear what this person was struggling with and what they created, you then start to go, okay, so this is kind of feeding into now what we're allowing in society. We've cut out this weird niche for you are mentally ill, and now let me adjust to it.
Oh, my
goodness.
It's
a strange thing.
It is so strange.
Anytime the left stands up against something that and says we're protecting it, you can automatically understand or automatically come to the conclusion that it's going to be bad and it's going to actually go the opposite direction of common sense and any sort of traditional value.
Well, it becomes ignore the norm and ignore nature at that point. And that's where the problem lies is they can't see both sides of a coin. They can only see one side and they want to protect one group while alienating the entire group. And that's what's happening. Look, there are people in this world that transition and it's a normal occurrence to them and they live with it. They understand it. They were, you know, look, there are plenty in that community that have done this for a long time, but have never really said, hey, now you need to really recognize me and I should be important and more important than any other woman in here. It wasn't that way for a long time. The social media aspect of this and now just kind of saying to kids, like, here's a place for you to fit in. All you have to do is join our cult almost in a way.
Yeah,
and they're doing that. But what they don't realize is when they sit here and they're talking about women's rights and reproductive rights and women should have rights, at the same time, on the other side of the coin, they're sitting here saying women don't have rights. In fact, this man should be able to swim, and the nine other women, it doesn't matter what they want. It doesn't matter what they feel. They will never be able to, you know, participate in this sport beyond this level because this man came in and did that. We don't care. That's fine, because it's more important to worry about this poor one man and their feelings.
I don't know what to say oftentimes because I'm so baffled by how backwards the thinking is. And, you know, look, I grew up in Northwest Georgia, so people think I think backwards all the time, right?
Sure.
I'm a big old dumb hillbilly redneck.
Hillbilly.
You know? Right. So they're like, you're dumb to begin with, so we're not listening to you anyway. But I'm baffled at how backwards the people, especially in academia, because that's supposed to be, that's the standard, right? Those are the smartest people in the room always.
No, no, they're the people that lack the most common sense.
Well,
They happen to look at themselves as elitist. And again, I'm somebody with upper education, yet I recognized during that time period, I was like, these people are morons. Like, they have a certain worldview of themselves as somehow they're, I'm an academic. I look at things in a different way. Oh, absolutely. And so that's kind of what you end up fighting is that they, and I like to refer to it as pretzel themselves, they put themselves in all these weird things where you go, okay, let me give you some common sense and see what happens. And they have a hard time adjusting to narrowing and changing their worldview based on what they had thought before.
And that's what I love about Matt Walsh's What is a Woman? When he goes into the University of Tennessee and then talks to a sociology professor. And
like a gender studies
Gender studies. And he's like, what is a woman? He's like, well, I don't feel comfortable talking about. What do you don't
I feel like
comfortable?
You're being like condescending.
You're condescending. Huh? No, I'm asking you one question. You're saying you work in women's studies. What is a woman? And he can't answer it. But that's the name of your class. Like, it makes no sense whatsoever. And what's the end game? What's the end game in this? There is no end game except for to cause some kind of fear, some kind of trouble, to make people feel like they're not allowed to speak out about, hey, listen, you know, you can feel the way you want. And again, look, you want to be transgender? Go ahead. That's all up to you. Live your life the way you want. I have no problem with Caitlyn Jenner doing whatever she wants and doing that. That's fine. Whatever you want to do, that's up to you. But when you start coming into my school and then telling my children, hey, this is supposed to be acceptable. You need to accept me and you want to accept anybody like this. You might be like me. Let me show you how to be like me. That's where we get into a problem area.
What?
I support your right to do whatever you want with your body. That's why I'm a conservative. Listen, you want to do drugs and kill yourself? Fine. I ain't paying for your rehab. But I ain't paying for drugs in San Francisco so that you could shoot up safely. I'm not buying you crack pipes. I'm not doing any of that. That's
Joe
your
Biden
problem.
Will. You don't have to. Biden
right. But I see. But no, I am. Biden's not doing any of that. You, me,
of
Carlos,
course.
David, everybody
right.
that's here, Flounder, all of us are paying for that. That's my biggest problem.
Yeah,
same thing with this trans thing. Don't come into my government school. All right. You don't come in here and start teaching my children this. That's where my problem lies. But at the same time, I respect your right. You need to respect mine, too. You need to turn around and look and say, OK, I can understand why you feel that babies are born when a man has sex with a woman. You know why? Because that's the way it works. I mean, I'm giving
Nature.
You facts.
That's biology.
Right. You have to respect my facts and my feelings if you want me to respect your feelings.
Yeah, well, that's not the
way it
works.
Because you have no facts.
Well, there's that. But that's not the way it works with the left ever, is they don't base anything on fact. They always base it on emotion because they know they can rally people with emotion instead of fact, right? That's the way they operate in almost everything that they do. They get people spun up because they know they'll act irrationally and act out the way that they ultimately want them to.
Yeah, it's a gaslighting technique by the left.
Sure.
They love to gaslight the right and say, see, told you. I mean, they come up and smack you in the face, and then you hit them back, and they're like, told you they're violent.
Yeah, I know. Well, but that's the whole rules for radicals thing, right, is to blame them for doing what you're doing.
Well, whatever you're doing, blame your opposition for it. And so put them on the defense and make them have to explain that, No, we don't feel this way, even though you feel that way. That's just it's a common technique. It's part of what you're supposed to do.
And it works so stinking well, or it's appreciated by so much many in the media that it's presented.
Let's play this out. If I was to hypothetically have negative thoughts towards African Americans, I just go, Tug, you're racist.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now defend yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're busy sitting back having to spin. And I'm sitting back, and I'm the one with these negative. That's the way they look at it.
Yeah.
They look at it very simply. I'm going to have my view. I will accuse you of that view, and then I'll let you have to deal with it while I go on continuing to have this particular view and operate this way.
Yeah, man, it's unbelievable how well that works. And now, and that's part of the new right thing, right? Is not falling for that. Not falling for the label and saying, I don't care what you say.
Very simply.
I don't care what you say.
And I'm very open to this. When I tell you, Tug, that you're a really good person, I sit back and say, I am a bad person because I have these views. And for anyone who then comes and says, well, Rhino, you think this. Los, you think this. I go, yeah, damn right. Yeah, that's exactly what I think. Mm-hmm. You know, deal with it.
Yeah, right.
And that part.
It's the mouth pass, man.
But that blows them up. They don't understand how to deal with it because for years they have caused people within the conservative movement and part of the Republican Party to sit back
clam
and go,
up.
Oh, no, please don't accuse me of this. And then you don't say anything about it. No, just be like, no, you're right. Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
And it's part of the reason why, you know, I love arguing on Twitter with them. Because it's fun to just kind of turn that mirror on them because they don't know what to say when you're like, yeah, you're absolutely right. I said it. Yeah. I said this.
And stand by it.
I stand by it, too. Absolutely, 100%. Neil Bortz does the same thing. I mean, they can label him however he wants. But the fact of the matter is sometimes he points out facts, mm-hmm. and then they can't deal with the facts, and then they sit there and go, you're a racist. He goes, you can say what you want. I'm just giving you numbers and facts.
Yeah,
this is the fact.
This is the actual truth. This is not your truth or right. their truth or my truth. This is the truth. And I think that's a big part of it, too, is that we have this – I don't know, moving target with truth, right? For me, it's pretty straightforward. It either is the truth or it is not.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that a lot of life is in gray areas, too, but it doesn't change what the truth is. You may not like it.
Right.
It may make you feel uncomfortable, but it doesn't change what truth actually is.
Absolutely.
But that's what the left does all the time. They try to manipulate it and say that, you know, truth is, I don't know, relative, I guess.
Yeah.
And that couldn't be further from the truth.
No, and that's where, you know, that fear comes in again, like, oh, no, you're just Trump, January 6th, Trump. And I'm supposed to sit there and go, oh, that's not who I am, though. That's not who I am.
Oh, please don't paint me this way. Oh.
No. Okay, yep, that's who I am. Yep, I believe January 6th is a complete lie. I believe the elections were stolen to some point. I believe that there was a lot of fraud. There's a lot of things that I believe. Sorry, I believe it.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I see evidence. I don't see evidence in what you're telling me.
Right.
I don't see systematic racism. What I see is a complete system of black police chiefs, officers that are multiracial officers throughout every single police department in this. If I were to think that the system was systematically racist, I would have seen an entire white police department. No. That would be systematic racism to me.
I mean, if you just want to be fun about it, you just tell them, go, listen, the FBI helped perpetuate January 6th. And Pfizer's killing you.
Yeah, yep. Right. And those are two facts that are now, I mean, widely accepted and understood because there's evidence for it.
Your government, in the interest of power, experimented on you. And if you die, you die.
And if you die,
and
you
they're
die.
Okay with it.
And I got to go
okay
get
with
lunch.
It.
Yeah, I got to go get lunch without my mask.
That's
bye.
Right. They all explode.
Truths are hard to deal with.
Man,
like, it's real hard to deal
with. That's why people don't like it.
Nope.
Because it is hard to deal with oftentimes. This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3 Tug, Rhino, front office. Los, too. The Biden administration has decided to pay down the national debt.
That
sounds wonderful. It's so good.
Let's get it done.
But unfortunately, it's not our national debt that Biden wants to pay down. I know, it's like Scooby-Doo. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Want weather? Grab your phone. Need traffic? Grab your phone. Conservative news and talk, also on your phone. Get the Extra 106.3 app.
Download that app today. That way you can listen live and on demand. That's the beauty and the flexibility of the Extra 106.3 app. Tug, Rhino, Front Office Los, The Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. So we're going to get to my headline in just a minute and then get into the national debt being paid down and the fact that it's not our national debt that we're actually paying down, which is remarkable to think about, that we would spend billions of dollars to pay down national debt, yet it's not ours. Like that makes no sense whatsoever in any shape, form, or fashion, but it is happening and there's evidence of it. So you'll probably be pretty ticked off about this. So we'll get to my headline here on Extra 106.3, and it is brought to you by RBM of Atlanta. And Rhino, when Stacey Abrams says that she's not for defunding the police after talking about defunding the police, right, and then sitting on a board of the Margaret Casey
Foundation.
I always want to say Sanger, but yeah, the Margaret Casey Foundation, which are they based in Washington State? Is that right?
Yeah, Seattle.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And she collects a $52,000 stipend or payment, salary, if you will, mm-hmm, for sitting on that board. And they hand out grants to people who are anti-capitalist, and she's receiving money in a capitalist fashion, of course, and then gives out grants to people who want to defund the police, yet says, no, I don't want to do that. And then this whole defund the FBI rolls around.
Right. And then all of a sudden, Stacey Abrams, hey, you don't want to attack the FBI. We're not going to defund the FBI.
No.
You guys are the ones that say, you defund the police, don't defund the police, don't defund the police, yet you want to defund this. First of all, it's a completely different organization. Yeah. So we could talk about that. But then again, here she is again talking about Brian Kemp is a liar. Mm-hmm. I've never said I wanted to defund the police. I've never been attached to defunding the police. And now they found another one on top of the Margaret Casey Foundation, where Stacey Abrams sits on a board and became a co-chairwoman of the Black Voices for Black Justice Fund. Now, what is this fund? Well, the fund was actually, and here, you want a good link? This will be fun. Was bankrolled by Mark Zuckerberg, who of course is of Facebook or Meta, whatever you want to call it now, who also, by the way, gave tons of money here in the state of Georgia to Brad Raffensperger, Stacey Abrams, and making sure that we had Zucker boxes or ballot drop boxes so that people in certain areas.
But
were
across
able to,
the country, too, specifically here in Georgia, because we're here. But,
yeah, but
it,
a
it,
lot
it did
of
it
money.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And he partnered with Stacey Abrams. Here they are again with this fund. Again, the Black Voices for Black Justice Fund. Now, what is this fund? Well, they awarded $20,000 to an education leader of color, right? That's what they do. One of them was CEO Sharonda Bossier. She ended up getting that, who tweeted back in May, it means nothing that these elected officials are expressing support for peaceful protests. Which we are. We always say peaceful protests. The problem is that your protests have never been peaceful, but that's besides the point. And that politicians should instead defund the police. I mean, that was her tweet. She gets $20,000. Then later on in the year, and this is, again, this is all based on Stacey Abrams being part of this board member who is awarding these funds and this money to these groups. She also said, the same woman, Sharonda Bossier, said, we spend so much money on officer training. If we cannot expect the police can respond to incidents without killing our people, we should defund and abolish the police. Another person as well, the Black Lives Matter Global Networking founding member, Kai Williams, who has...
Is she the one with a $6 million mansion?
No,
I was just curious.
No, another one. Okay. And this activist, William Jackson, is tweeting, I'm for abolishing the police. So this continues to be attached to Stacey Abrams, who continually says, I don't support defunding the police. She only supports all the people that are calling for defunding the police.
Like in the last segment, Lois, when we were talking about truth and relative truth, right?
Right.
I mean, the actual truth is right there.
Well, the communist looks to attack pillars of society. And that could be our education system. That can be our protections that we have with our law enforcement. That can be, whether it's entertainment. Regardless, they get involved in every one of them, and they try and erode it because it helps destroy society. And so when these people say, Stacey Abrams, you're attached to defund the police, and when you see, and again, it's well known, her interview on CNN where she says, like, yeah, I'm for this, that's the moment where you can't come back from that because it's either you are or you aren't. And that's it. That's all it comes down to. And it's different when it comes to the FBI. We all now look at it. It's a political wing that is used by our own government against regular people in society. We now have a whole lot of proof of that. That's disgusting. There's a reason why we say get rid of this. I'm not concerned about Forsyth County Sheriff's Department or Atlanta Police or whatever being political. I'm not. I don't worry about them. I don't think they go after people strictly on political beliefs. I know the FBI does.
Yeah, yeah. Because you've seen evidence of it. Yeah, you're exactly right. And much like same way with Alpharetta, right? I see the work they do. I see the involvement they have in the community. And I know that they're doing good work and they're protecting.
Well, they're not monitoring
folks.
Twitter That's and exactly wondering what right. Rhino says and figures exactly out how right. to go get Rhino.
Right.
And another, that's different with a different law enforcement.
And Rhino, another example of that will be, and I know we're not talking about the IRS, but that's exactly what they're being weaponized to do, much like the FBI had already been done.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for somebody who's coming to, you know, talk to you about taxes or audit you in any way whatsoever to have to carry a weapon and me not be allowed
and
to carry a weapon.
And be willing to use
deadly force. Deadly force.
That was in the job description of all
yeah.
things.
Yeah, what do you need deadly force? I mean, you're robbing me already anyway.
Yeah,
just
seriously.
Put the gun in my face and say, give me your wallet at this point.
Also,
you don't need to shoot me and kill me.
Give your wallet also, because they're yes. taking the stuff out of your bank account, yeah. you know, and so the gun would be yeah. to get your wallet too. So
yeah,
you
here's a lien
twice.
On your property, yeah. and I'm shooting you in the leg.
Yeah. And taking your wallet.
Yeah. Do you need a ride? I could give you a ride as well. But yeah, this is a huge problem in this country right now, is that we are weaponizing our federal agencies, and we're not weaponizing or allowing us to be weaponized whatsoever against a tyrannical government like that. And you're sitting there and telling us, hey, sit back and relax. That's not why we're doing it. What are you doing it for? Give me one good reason why an IRS agent, somebody who's a pencil pusher, somebody who sits behind a desk and basically an accountant, because I go to my accountant all the time. He's never pulled a gun on me.
That's so
Ever.
Strange.
Yeah,
it's
never.
So, it's very strange that that's been your experience, because I feel like most people go to their accountants and they're worried about that.
Yeah, and people that I have in the accounting industry or work for corporations, they're not even allowed to bring guns to work. So I don't
understand. Gun-free zones most
yeah,
of the time, I'm sure.
Gun-free zones. So I'm a little confused by the thing, but we know what this is about, and we understand what it's about. This is a weaponization of our federal agencies. The FBI is another one who, obviously, they're already trained with their weapons, but it's someone who I don't trust. And, you know, I always said, for a long time, and I'm sure you guys feel this way, I don't break laws, so I have no problem with certain restrictions that are put on, because you know what? I'm going to abide by the law. I'm law-abiding, so I understand them. Now, I don't trust the government to believe any of that, because they will be the first one to say, hey, just like the FBI did with some of the January 6th rioters, or people who were taking pictures. I'm sorry, they're not rioters. They are demonstrators, because that's what they've been charged with, right? Demonstrating in the Capitol.
Yeah.
When you take an entire box of pocket constitutions and say that this is extremist propaganda, that's the kind of thing that scares me more than anything else. They didn't do anything wrong by having a pocket constitution, a document that helped found this country and set us into the position where we are a free country. And then all of a sudden you're telling me that it's extremist propaganda. That's where my fear comes, because it shows the FBI can take anything and turn it into whatever they want to convict you at that point.
Well, what's so bad is that one side views the founding of the country, the basis of the country, the understanding of how it was founded and what your rights are, as that being propaganda,
yeah.
that being some sort of extremist propaganda. The fact that if you know where your rights come from, one side looks at it and goes, uh-uh. You're not supposed to have this sort of knowledge. You're not supposed to know how to execute your rights. That's a very weird thing that I currently find, that when you have these scenarios where you say, well, that's a violation of my First Amendment rights, that side wants to sit back and go, well, yeah, it is. But the fact that you know it, that's wrong.
That's yeah. wrong.
Yeah. That's strange. That is so strange. That is so strange to
it's
me.
True.
But to your point, the people who feel that way have infiltrated almost every level of government, which is what Trump talked about with draining the swamp, so much so, and I know we've talked about it a million times, but it's such a good illustration of what you're saying, was when the National Archives decided to put a trigger warning
yeah.
on the website. When you go and look and read about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, they literally have a trigger warning on there saying, this may offend you.
Well, that's because there's going to be a certain point when you start to read through this information and you go, wait a minute. So this happens to me on a regular basis. This is actually a violation of my rights. This is a mm-hmm. violation of the foundation of the country. There's a reason why they put it on. Because once you actually know what your rights are and what can be done to you, you're able to sit back and say, well, this shouldn't have happened, or this shouldn't have happened, or this shouldn't have happened. And it does make you very hesitant towards the big government.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to what people have always said, and one of our founding fathers said, you know, the government should fear the people. The people should not fear the government, and that's where we're at right now. We're fearing the government. I mean, this is exactly why we set up a constitution. This is exactly why they said, hey, we got to add the Bill of Rights to the Constitution because it needs to be protected across state borders. We all need to be protected. We are the people. We got to get back to that. And even people on the left, you have to stop allowing the government to tell you what you can and cannot do. And that's what they're doing. They're setting it up and you're following them. You are their henchmen at this point. And that's the scary part to me. We'll never get through to some of these left-leaning liberals ever. And they'll never come back because they are all wrapped up in the social politics and this
the emotion
behind it. But they never look at the emotion of the other side and how important it is for us to save lives or to say, hey, listen, here in this country, we should be saving our money and taking care of our citizens. We shouldn't be giving money to other countries and other places and giving everybody else. And they take from us and they never return what we are asking them to do. They're supposed to be a extension of us. That's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be the people too, not a politician.
Well, it's extreme to point this out, but in our founding documents, the founding fathers have all written out and pointed out when the government reaches a certain point, it is your right to overthrow it. Now that freaks people out.
Boy,
and that's where you get those trigger warnings that, oh my God, what if this? Again, I'm not advocating for such stuff. I'm just saying that over the course of history, we have had people that have said when something becomes tyrannical, it is your responsibility to get rid of tyranny.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
Because the more you look at this, over the last 2.5 years, we have experienced tyranny.
There's no question about it. And it's funny that you brought up, you know, the payment and what we're paying for and those things, because it brings it into the other part of the conversation that the Biden administration has said, we're going to pay off some national debt. And you're thinking, oh, man, that's the first thing that he said that's made sense so far.
Sure.
But unfortunately, it is not our national debt. It's actually the country of Ukraine, their debt. $4.5 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars is going to the Ukraine. And it is all part of the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, in coordination with the U.S. Department of Treasury, providing $4.5 billion to alleviate the national debt of the government of Ukraine. Let that sink in for a little bit. We're going to charge on a credit card.
Dirty.
It's filthy. It's filthy. But we're going to charge.
How can it not be, right? I mean, how can it not be at this point? How can you not sit there and think, you know, Tug, like Biden, his son, Ukraine, there's something. The debt might be owed by Biden, which is why he continually sends money. And because I can't figure out any other reason why we would not protect our own people, why we would not fund and fix our debt first, because that's what's going to cause a recession. That's going to cause more inflation. Everything that we're doing in this country is wrong, and it's killing the American people. Slowly but surely, they are taking away everything from us and giving it to someone else. I mean, people need to open their eyes. I don't ever, like, if I see a Ukrainian flag on your timeline now, like, I almost want to block you. I just don't block
people.
It's
a giant eye roll in my
head.
And I've
so
said
bad.
This from the very beginning, and I know it sounded heartless at the time. I was like, I don't care. It's a distraction. That's all it ever was. I don't care about what's going on over there. I don't. And I don't think any of our tax dollars should be going over there. But the reason why, in my opinion, we're invested in a lot of dirty things over there.
Yeah,
we're trying to protect this very corrupt government. We're trying to protect it because we have a lot of dirty interests over in Ukraine.
No question about it. And to your point, Rhino, about our own national debt at $30.6 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this, man. Think about this. That is $243,797
per
taxpayer in America. And let's not kid ourselves. Many, many people don't pay taxes to begin with. So that's actually just pretty much the middle class. You know what I mean? That's who's shouldering that by and large. Every middle class person in the United States has that debt, including your children.
Right. That's the scary part, right? But not only that, right? 243 over to, let's say 244,000, just round
right
it up.
Sure.
We might as well, because it's going to go up even more. But that 244,000, you're right. Yeah, the middle class, the rich, they're going to pay all that debt. They have to pay that. We're responsible for this debt, right? But really, are they? No. The corporations now are paying 15%, minimum 15% of that debt. But are the corporations really paying? And Neil Boris,
they pass it along.
They pass it on to us. So we're the ones who are going to continue continue to pay this debt through the rest of our lives, every single one of us is on the hook for $244,000, including your children.
You guys still remember, I mean, this is back in like the 80s when we were growing up, and they would have the debt counter.
Oh, yeah, the one that's in Times Square, right?
Right.
Not anymore.
I was going to say, and at the time, you're like, oh, look, it's like $6 trillion is what we owe. And I'm like, that's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, that's where we're, like, I now look at it, I'm like, how did it, and again, I know during the Obama administration, you had, at that time, everyone was pointing out on the Republican side, hey, look, he's accumulated more debt than every single president combined before him. Mm-hmm. And then we just kept spending.
Yeah.
We just kept doing it. Even though the administrations have changed, just kept spending as if it didn't matter.
I mean, we spent, what, $2.77 trillion added to the debt just last year. I mean, we continually add trillions upon trillions of dollars. And the more that they sit here and they say, hey, we're here to help you, the low-income families, we're doing what we can to help you, you. Well, then why aren't you sending that money to us? Why aren't you giving that money to the 46 million children that are starving every day? You sit there and talk about it.
But we don't even have it, though. You couldn't even give it to them because we're charging it.
Yeah, that's the point. We're printing it as we devalue our own money and the
fine.
The wild part
print
about
it and give it to us, not the Ukraine.
I mean, I'm with you. I just say
if you're going to print it, give it to me.
I mean, I get that, but
I need an iPad.
But every dollar that we print is just driving
that's
down
exactly
the value
right.
of what sits in my bank account.
Right,
it's this really awful, slippery slope. Yeah. And I guess in my opinion, and this is what's so bad about it, I look at debt and I realize how damaging it is to households, all of our households. But yet, debt for the federal government, we somehow look at it and say, oh, no,
oh,
no problem.
Great.
It's
That's
fine.
The way it works.
It's not going to hurt anybody.
Dude, I had a local politician tell me that the debt is not a problem. And I just couldn't wrap my head around the statement. And as many
I'd
times.
I'd love to see his own books.
Yeah, no kidding. As many times as they told me it wouldn't matter and it won't matter and this is the way the system is set up, I was like, dude, the system's set up wrong if that's the case.
Well, I guess you can just go into a judge now and say, hey, you know what? I need debt forgiveness. You know what? Yeah. I mean, no big deal, right? Debt's not a big deal.
Seems to be that way.
Yeah, I'm not paying you credit card companies.
You won't hear me say Roll Tide very often. But, you know, even a dog or an Auburn fan will be behind the choices of Bama's sororities. I don't know if you heard this story or not, but you'll be impressed with the bravery of these young women. Next on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
You may know Bortz is back, but not everyone else does. Tell anyone who loves America, Bortz is back on the radio in Atlanta, and his new home is Extra 106.3.
Make
Listen
sure
to
you...
him now on the Extra 106.3 app.
That pause gets me every time, man.
False start.
Every time. That pause, when he just makes that slight pause, and I'm like, oh, he's done. Anyway, false start on the...
Number 69,
yeah.
Doug Cowart.
Well, you owe David $5.
Yeah,
every right. single time he does that, David, you get $5.
So, yeah, all right. So let me make David $5. Can I Venmo it to you? Like, at the end of the show, we'll just do a tally. And
we'll print it later.
Yeah,
no
that's
worries.
Exactly right. We'll get like the federal government, man. It'll be worthless.
There
just
you
like
go. It's got your face on it, Doug.
Holy cow. Yes. Nobody wants money with my face on it, I promise. Goodness, what a
Who makes
bad
a $5.27 bill?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's because you got to put the tax on there, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. Roll Tide. Like, I don't know that I've ever really Ooh, said that in yeah. my life until last night when I was reading about the sororities at the University of Alabama. They have rejected the whole political correctness that men are women and women are men and it's interchangeable and nothing is there's nothing to see here. they well, go ahead. Go
well,
ahead.
I was just going to say, as somebody who finished up my master's degree at University of Alabama, when I saw this story, which was a transgender male who was now female attempting to access the sororities at Alabama, I said, no effing chance.
Not in Tuscaloosa,
they don't care
Alabama.
One bit. They're not going to play this game. They're not going to look at it and be like, oh, I'm woke too. We'll let you in. No, because first and foremost, the sororities at Alabama in large part are about security. And they're not going to let somebody with a penis have access to their house.
Including their dressing rooms and locker rooms. Like the poor woman at the YMCA.
Yeah.
Who was just, I mean, absolutely berated. And like, well, there's a press conference in her defense to explain her side of the story, was attacked. And it was just a horrible situation. These girls at Alabama deserve to be applauded for their bravery.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like we were talking about before. Yeah, I'm going to stand up for myself at one point. And we're getting to the point now where women are starting to stand up for themselves. And they need to, because women are under attack in this country more than anyone else. I mean, obviously, the white male, we already know. We've been dealing with it long enough, and we're the devil. We understand that. But the women of this country, it doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter anything about it. You're under attack by a group that believes that they're women and believes they have the same rights as you, and they don't. They don't have anything like you. Look, you want to be a woman, that's fine. Again, don't come into my locker room. Don't do these things. I mean, this is a situation where at a YMCA, an 80-year-old woman and young women who are there are subject to a man masturbating and saying that he's a woman just so that he could get into the bathroom. This is a huge problem. This is a slippery slope.
And what the left said would never happen.
And
remember
exactly.
That during the, remember when Target said we're going to open up our bathrooms to anybody?
Right.
And the feedback was exactly that this is what's going to happen. Men right. are going to abuse this and, you know, transmit whatever, transgender or just men in general going into a women's bathroom because they have the ability to do that now. They said that would never happen.
That will never happen to gay men, would never abuse children or make child porn. We hear it all the time. Oh, wait, there's a new story about two gay men making child porn. I mean, they do this all the time, Carlos.
Well, I don't have a problem at this point saying this person's name because he has been out there, she. Grant Sykes, that's the 18-year-old who decided, I'm going to post all over social media and say, I'm taking part in Rush Week. And all 20 sorority houses basically rejected, said, no, we're not doing this because they looked at him as a man. Now, again, he identifies as a female, transgender. They looked at him and they said, that is still a man that still has a penis. We want to make sure that we do not put any of our sisters in any kind of
compromising situation exactly right.
with a man in the house.
Okay, here's a knife. Go ahead, take care of it. Come on in.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, look, stand by your convictions. Yeah, here you go. Here's a knife. Get it done.
The difference is at Tufts.
Or get her done. Sorry.
Yeah, whichever it is.
Well, but here's the issue I have in my mind. I don't need any kind of, and this is just me, and this is as an adult male. I don't need you to agree with me in order for me to have my own happiness, okay? I just don't. I don't care if you agree with me or not. I don't care if you like my worldviews. I don't care. I don't need your affirmation in order to feel good about myself. These people seem to be seeking that out of accept me, accept me, accept me, or else I will not be happy.
Right.
If you can't foundationally find your own happiness without what other people think or care about you, you will never be in a good place. And that's where people always point out the mental illness end of this thing, including myself.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. I mean, and that's the whole situation. You're not happy with yourself, then how am I supposed to accept you? You can't accept yourself, and you want me to accept you. It doesn't make much sense to me. Now, do I accept you? Yeah, look, like I said, Caitlyn Jenner, you want to be a woman, dude?
Whatever
you want to do, man. That's all up to you. But at the same time, I don't have to agree with what you're doing is correct. That's my personal feeling. What about me? What about my feelings?
But
you don't care?
To your point, though, is that you can say...
Am I being hateful in any way?
No, that's kind of where I'm going with this, is the fact that you can disagree with something and still be kind to someone, right? Like, there's all kinds of things that people do that I don't agree with.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the way that I interact with them or how I treat them. I can disagree with your lifestyle. I can disagree with the way you behave or the way you parent your children. I can disagree with all kinds of things and still have a civilized conversation and treat you in a nice way. However, I don't feel like I have to bend over backwards, just like Los is saying, to tell you, yes, I accept exactly what you're doing, because I don't.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I'm going to give an example that happened to me the other day. So I had to go to the hospital, and I was with my daughter, and they gave me a mask. Now, this is the difference between me and the left. I'm not going to wear a mask. I don't want to wear a mask, but the hospital asked me to wear a mask. So they hand me a ripped mask. I even put it on, and I said, this is ridiculous. You know that, right? The mask that you handed me is ripped. Can I get another one? Well, we don't have any more. Okay, so I have to come into this hospital. You're forcing me to wear a mask. You don't have another mask. The one you give me is ripped. I'm supposed to sit here and wear a ripped mask.
And pretend that this is going to work.
And pretend it's going to work. And they're like, yep. And I go, okay.
Even if it wasn't ripped,
why are we all
work.
Playing this game?
And I took the picture. But so you know what? I did it because it made you feel comfortable. You know, I'm willing to do that. I think you're ridiculous.
In
I think
certain,
you're a joke.
But in certain situations.
But in certain ways, I'm going to do that. Now, if I was going to Target, I'm not wearing the mask.
Yeah.
If I'm going to Walmart, I'm not wearing the mask. You're not. And if you want. But there are certain situations that I do accept. I understand. See, the left doesn't understand. What they do is they come and attack me. And then they sit there and they use false things. Like, no, that mask will protect my children. No, it won't. No, it won't. This mask is ripped. It's not going to, you know, they're like, yeah, exactly. So the hatred on the other side, again, they blame you for the things they do.
And they're so tolerant, Lowe's. That's the thing that I love about them, is the fact that they're so willing to accept and be tolerant of opposing ideas, right? The tolerant left, they support things that don't always flow in the mainstream. Well, now conservatism doesn't flow in the mainstream, so why aren't they so accepting?
I'm still amazed by when you have even a Rachel Walensky with the CDC who's like, we should have done better. There's so many of these things that we have been talking about for months, for, I mean, better part of a year, where you just go, that doesn't make sense, that doesn't make sense, that doesn't make sense. But yet, we played political theater for a long time, and we do this on a multitude of fronts. You have to start looking at these things and going, I'm just not taking part in that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't mind. Exactly. I'm opting out. I'm making sure that whatever you happen to be thinking, the fact that we just had a bill passed this week and we go, oh, it's an Inflation Reduction Act, yet we all know that's not how it is. At some point, you just have to be able to say, yeah, that's not what's going on here. You just have to start telling people the way it is.
Yeah, and
you
and
don't care about the climate.
That's right.
I don't. Yeah, right. You know why? Because I have billions of years of data that shows
the climate
the Earth
changes.
Consistently changes on a regular basis. And if you want to tell me that you're taking 120 years of data and comparing that to 8 billion, understand, that's like blinking your eye and going, all right, tell me about this person's life.
Yeah.
It's a small, tiny, little amount of nothing. And that's what they use. And again, trying to make you emotional.
Well,
about
it'd be like looking up and going, hey, there's a blue sky. Well, no, there's not. It's clouds. So there's never been a blue sky.
Right. Ryan, we're talking about opting out, though. Like, I used to joke about downtown Alpharetta. Like, I belong in Alpharetta because downtown Alpharetta, throughout the entire pandemic, nothing really changed. We went to dinner. My kid played baseball.
Right.
Like, we lived like it was not – the pandemic around us was, by and large, not happening. I called it the opt-out.
May I tell you? So my wife, because of the nature of what happened within her company, where they basically went virtual for the longest amount of time, we're driving through downtown Alpharetta. I still remember to this day, and you bring it up in a very, very interesting fashion. She looks around, and she goes, everyone's living normally here. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, exactly. Now, I was used to that. Because I was coming to the Battery since April.
Yeah.
We basically had about 10 days where we went, all right, let's see what's going on. And then we're like, get back in the office.
Yeah.
It was normal for us around here.
Yeah.
For anyone who had been basically locked down in their home and working everything, they didn't see regular society acting like regular society until they got around it and went, I want some of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that was what the start of this entire whole movement of, wait, hold on, let's really look into what's going on. Why are we wearing a mask? Why are we doing this? And I think it was a good time for us to actually kind of speak out against the government and go, you know what, we're not going to do this. We're going to go out, we're going to see, and we're going to prove that you are overreacting to this.
The whole Rachelle Walensky thing, though, is kind of humorous.
Well, I can't wait to talk about this.
I know, right? Because just the absurdity of it all, that her comment is that we didn't do as well as we thought we should.
They want a do-over on so many things. And foundationally, it should start with the fact that we experimented on every American. Well, 223 million Americans who were goofy enough to go along with this.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The things that are happening and the information that's coming out and that we're seeing by the day that proves exactly what we've been saying on this show and on this station for the better part of, over a year, well over a year. Anyway, we'll continue the conversation next on Extra 106.3. This is the Morning Extra. The COVID vax has shown to be really bad for mothers. And Front Office Los will share the awful numbers with you next, sticking on this CDC kind of trend in discussion. Next on Extra 106.3.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.